Christine Dean filling in for Lisa Johnson here on Northland Morning this morning. And I get to kick off Community Week. We are doing that all this week here on Northland Morning, leading up to the MCCU Twin Ports Bridge Festival, which is happening on Friday, September 11th. We'll be talking with all kinds of folks who work in the area of social sustainability. One of the first people who comes to mind is Shane Bauer, the Duluth businessman who thought up the bridge festival in the first place, and he joins us this morning to kick off Community Week here on KUMD. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me again.
Well, it's always nice to have you. And remind us, what year did you start the Bridge Festival?
Oh, that would have been 2011, when Cloud Cult was also involved the very first year, but Michael Franti was the headliner that year.
Oh, that's right, because I had to be out of town, and I was so disappointed. I bet that was amazing. But Cloud Cult coming back again this year, just one of the many things going on. But one thing we wanted to talk to you about was you have said you want to kind of pull the festival back to its roots and original purpose, which is social sustainability. What do you mean by that?
Well, the tagline for the festival has always been connecting people, celebrating community. And we've had a number of different themes. It has always been true to that, but you know, the first year had a focus on mental illness. The second year, the flood relief totally took over. The third year, which Cloud Cult's second time there, and they got cut off by the rain there, but it was all about love in Lake Superior and the relationship between the two in this area. And then last year it ended up being more of a mix of different things because we teamed up with the Harvest Festival. So we were trying to tie all this together in one thing, and now this year it's about bullying. And they're all social issues, and that sustainability, you know, environmental, you hear a lot about that. You hear a lot about the eco-friendly and the green practices and things like that, but you don't hear as much about social sustainability, and that's the theme that the Bridge Festival has always been about. And I think bullying is really an area that needs to be highlighted, and trying to redefine the actual term bullying is going to be a challenge, but we want to take that on for this year's event.
And where does that idea of redefining bullying come from?
It comes from the past school year, really. Again, it's no secret. You see in the paper a couple youth individuals in our community taking their own lives, and there's an incident at Denfeld I'm sure everyone knows about with racism, and it seems to be at sort of its height right now, and that's not a good thing with everything the school district has been putting in place to counter bullying. It certainly shouldn't seem like it's at its peak right now. So we want to do something that we believe might actually make a difference. It seems like nothing's working, and it takes a community reaction, I think, to have an impact. So we're hoping to redefine the actual term bullying, and by doing change on the level that the problem exists, I think is the first thing that will be good. But there's three things that could really lead to positive change and more productive relationships among the ages where this is happening by actually redefining the word and having it be socially accepted that bullying is a moment of weakness, not this, you know, sort of tough intimidation thing. And a bully is actually somebody who desperately needs some help rather than, you know, the tough guy kind of thing that the current definition sort of says it is.
So that's a different approach that you think might be more effective, and you kind of want to get that out there.
Absolutely. It's kind of based on the Pinky campaign in Australia, if anybody's familiar with that. And it was around speed and driving really fast, you know, to show off kind of thing. It was a problem with accidents and things. And so every time you would see that, they had this campaign where you hold up your little pinky kind of with the curl, and it's basically telling young males that you're compensating for something, which obviously is a very effective way of changing thinking, and it was immediately had an impact. I think it's the same sort of thing. If we can have bullying become a symbol of someone who needs help, number one, we'll have the trigger to identify people who need that help, and we will be able to get it to them. But number two, nobody's going to be a bully. I mean, nobody at that age wants to show weakness, admit they need help, and, you know, it's that sort of mentality that I think could immediately start changing the problem. But then it's also about the victims, and if everybody understands a bully is this person who needs help, then they know it's not about them. You know, it's about the person who's attacking them, and I think that would help with the, you know, suicide will always probably be an issue, but that's what really got this going for me. I mean, that the last school year and having a couple of those is, we can't have that in our community, so it'll help the victims as well.
So how is this topic going to be tackled at the Bridge Fest, and then what other things are going to be happening? There's the music, and what else is going on?
Well, we came up with a campaign poster around this. It's kind of cool. It's got the heart with all these things that have to do with bullying based on the research I did. And then the word sort of formed the negative space sort of forms a greater word bully. And it has a message going around the heart. It says an act of bullying is a weak moment by someone who needs help. Bullying is a bid to fit in, get attention, and hide weakness. Bullies are scared, depressed, lost, in need of a good friend, which, of course, Cloud Cult's Love album had a big focus on that. When I think their most popular song was Good Friend, actually. And not more loneliness or punishment by isolation. You know, that's how we do assess bullies right now, is here's your punishment, and they get isolated. And if they're lonely to begin with, that's not the way to treat that. So it's sort of a pledge to support bullies and find positive change through productive relationships. And then we're going to actually distribute the festival program as a resource guide within the schools in ISD 709 for parents, teachers, and students to get this information and hopefully start viewing bullies differently. And then at the festival on Friday, every act celebrates and praises individuality, from Cuckoo Kangaroo and the very interesting dance party sort of act from the cities that really celebrates individuality, we'll just put it that way. Really wacky guys. There's a lot of fun. Huge, huge attraction up at the Winnipeg Folk Fest last year. That's where we saw them. And then all the way through to Deidre Clark and the Social Animals with their some of their songs about empowerment and things, and Cloud Cult, of course. Everything they do is in this vein, so...
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Shane. We really appreciate it, and looking forward to the festival.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me on, Christine. Looking forward to all week. Appreciate your help.
That's right. Community Week continues all week here on KUMD. Thanks a lot, Shane. And thanks to Shane Bauer for joining us this morning to talk about the focus on bullying that's going to be happening at this Friday's MCCU Twin Ports Bridge Festival.